The Precious Promises.
The promises of the divine word were given to us as the basis for our faith, the fuel to produce in us the power to will and to do God's good pleasure. And hence these gracious promises must not be neglected. They must be continually used and must continue to energize us. And then the energy must be applied, and we must progress proportionately against the course of this world. As we fill our minds with God's promises, our whole character, our whole life becomes more transformed. In proportion as the promises of God are before our minds, in that proportion we have strength and courage to walk in the narrow way. The Lord's people, then, should so thoroughly apply the precious promises of divine care that our hearts will be entirely free from anxiety. These promises that are given to us are spiritual food upon which we must feed. No matter how much food may be supplied, if for any reason we fail to appropriate the necessary spiritual nourishment, we will be deficient to some extent. The Apostle's words corroborate this thought. To us are given exceeding great and precious promises, he says, that by these we might become partakers of the divine nature. That is to say, if we do not use these promises for their intended use, we will not be partakers of the divine nature, but by the use of these, we are assisted in making our calling and election sure. Now here are some promises. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us." Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, "My word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 and 12, "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." And here are some promises which give us the assurance of our Lord's guidance in our Christian walk. The 32nd Psalm, verse 8, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." The 25th Psalm, verse 9, "The meek will he guide in judgment, the meek will he teach his way." Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And then, through knowledge of him and his instructions to us, we learn to rely on our Heavenly Father. The 25th Psalm, verse 12, reads, "What man is he that feareth," or reverences, "the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose." Exodus chapter 4, verse 12, "I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say." Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Job chapter 22, verse 22, "Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart." And John 6, 45 says, "And they shall all be taught of God." He will supply food for our spiritual growth according to these promises. Listen, Isaiah chapter 33, verse 16, bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And Luke chapter 12, verse 37, verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. And there are promises of his protection over us. 91st Psalm, verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Psalm 27, verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. In the 91st Psalm, verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And the 121st Psalm, verses 7 and 8. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forever. And 125th Psalm, verse 2. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. And Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 reads, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And here also is one of the great promises of the Word of God. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Galatians chapter 3:16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And Galatians chapter 3, verse 29 continues, and if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Let us remember that we are called to suffer with our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 17 says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 reads, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, "For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him." And Hebrews the 12th chapter, verses 6 and 7, and the 11th verse also, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Now no chastisement for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." And 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13 reads, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." And the 34th Psalm, verse 19, says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." The 55th Psalm, verse 22, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19, "For the Lord shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee." And 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it." And Romans chapter 8, verse 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." And that very familiar verse of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And the 116th Psalm, verse 15, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." His promises of ministering angels to aid us as we walk the narrow way are also very reassuring. The 34th Psalm, verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them." And Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation?" And Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." And the 91st Psalm, verses 10, 11, and 12, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. He has also promised to comfort his children. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13, we read, "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you." And in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 and 8, "Be strong and be of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. He will not forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." And Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 12, "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders." And 2 Samuel, verse 2 of chapter 22, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." And Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15 and 16, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have engraven thee upon the palm of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." And Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, "For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." Promises of courage are also found in this wonderful storehouse of divine truth, the Word of God. In Psalms 31, verse 24, we read, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." And Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength." Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, a very familiar verse, "Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." And the 16th Psalm, verse 8, "I will set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." And the 16th Psalm, verse 11, "Thou shalt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." And the 27th Psalm and the 14th verse, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Also promises for our encouragement are there. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 15, we read, "And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." And Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Deuteronomy Chapter 28, verse 12 tells us, "The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand." And in the 23rd Psalm, in verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, we read those words that have been a comfort to so many of the Lord's people. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." And in the 32nd Psalm, in the 8th verse, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." What a promise that is. And in the 34th Psalm, verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry." And Psalms 37, verse 24, "Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." And the 73rd Psalm, verse 24, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory." And the 91st Psalm, verse 15, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." And then in the 103rd Psalm, in the 13th and 14th verses, we read, "Like as a father pitieth or loveth his children, so the Lord loveth them that reverence him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust." And Isaiah, the 26th chapter in the 3rd verse says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." In Isaiah chapter 41, 13, we read, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, "In quietness and in confidence shall be thy strength." Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually." Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, "Before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." In Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 20 and 21, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Promises concerning the gathering of the church unto her Lord have always been sources of great encouragement to the Lord's people. In the 50th Psalm, verse 5, we read, "Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." And 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 9, "He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked will be silent in darkness." Continuing in 1 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 22, "For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people." And Malachi chapter 3, verse 17, a favorite of mine, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." And Philippians chapter 1, verse 16, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Promises of blessing are many in the Word of God, and here are just a few of them. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, "The blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." The 29th Psalm, verse 11, "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." The 89th Psalm, verse 15, "Blessed is the people who know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance." And then the assurances given to us by our Lord in his Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 5, the 3rd verse, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And verse 4, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." And verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And verse 6, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And verse 7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." And in verse 10 he says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And in verse 11, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." And then there are promises for the future. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." These words are found in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, and the 5th verse. And in the 21st verse of the same chapter, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne." In Colossians chapter 3, verse 4, the Apostle Paul says, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." And the Apostle Jude in verse 24 says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." And the Apostle James in chapter 1 and verse 12 of his epistle says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." And the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 3, the first 3 verses, says this, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And then again, there are promises of peace, and what a comfort these promises have been. In Isaiah chapter 26 and 3 we read, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And in Philippians chapter 4 verse 7, And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And John, chapter 14, verse 27, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And the 119th Psalm, verse 165, Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, Those things which ye have both learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And Job chapter 22, verse 21, Acquaint now thyself with God, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. And in conclusion, here are some special promises. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. And the 25th Psalm, verse 14, The secret of the Lord is with them that reverence him, and he will show them his covenant. And 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 4, Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be made partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And may the Lord bless you and me as we think upon the promises of God. Amen.